USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Amidst a surge in illegal border crossings under the Biden administration, former President Donald Trump says he plans to visit the U.S. border with Mexico.
Former President Trump says he'll likely head to the southern border in the next few weeks.
Well, a lot of people want me to. The border patrols and all of the people of ICE, they've asked me to go. And I really sort of feel I owe it to them. They're great people. They're doing an incredible job. It's impossible now with what they've done. The stay in Mexico should have been left, and now they stay in the United States. And by the way, stay in and never leave.
Trump speaking with Fox News. The former president's comments coming a day after a group of GOP senators visited the border, saying they were stunned by conditions at facilities holding unaccompanied minors. He also criticized the Biden administration for ending the Remain in Mexico program and stopping construction of the border wall. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on
it. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will take action on gun control measures in the wake of recent mass shootings, specifically expanding background checks. But there are steps that can be taken without Congress.
There's something that can be done immediately, right now, and they involve ghost guns. What are ghost guns? Ghost guns are kits that you can assemble. They're as easy to buy and even easier to assemble than Legos. But there is no regulation.
Schumer says the Biden administration can take steps to require that ghost guns are registered. Six people were stabbed at a public library in a suburb of Vancouver, B.C. on Saturday. One woman was killed in that attack. Video appears to show the suspect using the knife on himself before he was arrested. Any possible motive has not been made public. In just moments, more men's Sweet 16 NCAA tournament action as number 1 Gonzaga and number 5 Creighton go at it. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Advocacy groups have filed a legal challenge against a new Georgia law that critics claim aims to suppress voters of color in the state.
The new voting laws in Georgia are among dozens filed in recent months by Republican-controlled state legislatures nationwide, which might appear to be reactionary to victories by Democratic President Biden in November and Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock in Georgia's key Senate races in January. Those victories gave Democrats control of the White House and the Senate to go along with an already Democrat-held House. The law passed in Georgia contains sweeping changes for voters, including a more stringent requirement for voter ID and restrictions for ballot collection boxes in the state that allows the state government to take over local elections. The New Georgia Project, the Black Voters Matter Fund, and the advocacy group RISE filed a federal lawsuit in Atlanta to challenge the contentious law. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Six people were stabbed at a public library in a suburb of Vancouver, B.C. on Saturday. One woman was killed in the attack. Video appears to show the suspect using the knife on himself before he was arrested. Any possible motive has not been made public. On the first day of Holy Week, two suspected suicide bombers attacked a Catholic church in Indonesia on Sunday, wounding 14 people, killing both suspects. Authorities are looking into whether they came from a radical network or whether it was linked to recent arrests of suspected militants. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.